The State Education Department's Gary McGibney has been helping Georgia's schools stop bullies since the early 1990s. But since the state legislature passed the revamped bullying law last year, McGibney says he's seen a change.
Our view has come from responding to questions and responding to requests for training, which has been unlike anything I have seen in my career as an educator. There's more attention in Georgia on bullying prevention right now than I have ever heard about.
McGibney has kept busy, training teachers, administrators, even school bus drivers. Every adult who works in a school is now legally mandated to report bullying if he or she sees it. So educators want to make sure that they know how to spot the behavior and how they should respond when they do. But McGibney says there's been a shift in the types of questions educators ask since the law was passed. At first, he got mainly operational questions about how to put the law into practice.
But that has changed from questions about the law more to questions and interest in bullying prevention and bullying intervention.
The reasoning is that it's better to stop mean teasing and harassment before it builds enough to reach the legal standard for bullying. So, pop quiz. How do you stop bullying? How do you even recognize bullying? Here's how a couple of students answered that question recently.
A bully is probably like the meanest person. That's what comes to my mind. Like someone pushing someone.
Like when they push you or shove you. Bullying is when something is unfair and one-sided. It happens when people are usually upset about something and they go after you and then they take it all out on people.
I've seen someone getting bullied, but I told a teacher.
Jeff Dess.
Yes.
Jeff Dess's job is to help schools make sure students know how to answer that question. Dess runs a prevention and intervention program in Cobb County that experts point to as a model for bullying prevention done right.
Okay. Where's it going to be? I can't remember.
That's a good question.
You know what?
Dess is a gregarious guy who frequently uses humor to help teachers, parents, and students feel at ease when discussing what everyone agrees is a sensitive subject. On this day, Dess has come to Mount Bethel Elementary School in Marietta to work with the school's bullying committee. It's a group of teachers and administrators led by guidance counselor Kelly Oakes who have volunteered to help develop the school's bullying prevention strategies.
Yes!
Hey, can you make an announcement just to remind the people on the bullying committee that we're meeting at 2:30?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bully them to come.
Bully them to come. Okay.
Yes, threaten them.
Bullying committee members, you have a meeting.
When it convenes,
right now,
the committee quickly gets down to its serious business. They discuss how best to integrate their prevention strategies into the classroom. Should they repeat last year's contest, which challenged each classroom to create a poster illustrating positive behaviors?
Or you can keep the poster that you already have that was a winner and assign a grade, a character word. It could be kindness, caring, empathy, whatever you want to do. Make sure all the kids understand it. And then have those posters be developed.
Or should they follow the lead of another school and have fifth graders produce their own videos demonstrating the difference between tattling on someone and telling an adult about behavior that could be harmful? They also go over a survey that the counselors plan to give the school's older students. Dess explains one change this year that will, for the first time, let the school track instances of bullying over time.
Yes, third through fifth, it's one question. I was bullied in the past 30 days in the following ways. And it says physical, shoving, pushing, tripping, hitting, verbal, hurtful, teasing, insults, making threats, cyber, computer, or text, left out, or ignored on purpose. And their choices are not at all, 1 to 3, 4 to 6, or 7. This will give you a direct indicator if bullying's going up or down and which areas it's going up or down. So that's a cool question, Ed. Do you want to just...
Peggy Haig teaches second grade at Mount Bethel and is a volunteer on the bullying committee. She says that even before the law, prevention work at the school has helped the students learn to check themselves against bullying.
I think children are more aware of the fact that that's called bullying and that I better be careful what I'm going to do because there are consequences for it.
The results of a survey that the Mount Bethel counselors gave to students last year seem to bear that out, but also suggest challenges. 85% of last year's 3rd through 5th graders said that they would report bullying if they saw it. But if they saw someone being ganged up on by a group, the number of students who said they'd report it dropped to 68%. Oak says there was some nervousness at the school when they began to implement the full documentation required by the new law. It seemed overwhelming.
It was such gray area. We're like, so what about this? Teachers are going to feel like they have to write down if somebody, you know, looked at somebody. You know, I mean, and we were afraid it was going to be just people feeling like they had to fill them out all the time.
But Oak says the paperwork has been manageable. She also says the law has helped change the way she communicates with parents for the better.
Before, maybe we would have just talked to a kid about an incident, kind of kept it in mind, but we weren't maybe contacting the parent every time. So now, you know, I had a couple yesterday, you know, where I just wrote it up, not bullying yet, but we just told them, you know, this is something we're keeping our eye on. I just need to document it, let you know. And both parents were right on top of it. Thank you so much for calling me. We're dealing with it. And it prepares them too, so that if they keep getting it, then they're not surprised that, what are you talking about? This has been going on.
But the process of spreading bullying prevention efforts around a school does take a lot of work. In an ideal world, Des says that he would take a full day and a half to train teachers and staff at a school on bullying prevention strategies.
How was that? Was it effective? Was it not effective? Were the kids engaged? Did they seem to like it? Be honest, it does.
But in the real world, Des says he's lucky if he can get 45 minutes of teachers' time in a faculty meeting. And then there's the question of funding. Federal funding that has supported Des's program ran out this month, and Des and the program's other administrators aren't sure if they'll be able to find the money to fill in the gap. From the Southern Education Desk in Atlanta, I'm Maura Walls.